a sci-fi favorite from the 90s is back on TV. Do I have to say any more? The X-Files starred FBI agents Dana Scully and Fox Mulder exploring the paranormal. The first five seasons were filmed in Vancouver and other spots in British Columbia. Pop culture columnist Kim Linnikin with CBC Radio says the X-Files put Vancouver on the map as a destination for making TV shows and films, leading to the nickname Hollywood North. She told me what the film and TV scene was like in Vancouver before the X-Files came to town.
Generally, we had a lot of kind of cheesy movies of the week, so it was sort of this kind of embarrassed film and TV industry. We were working hard, but we were working on the crap that America didn't want to have shot in America, so it was a little bit embarrassing. And then the X-Files came, and that really was a boost of confidence to everybody, especially when it became a hit. It wasn't expected to be a hit, and suddenly it was.
And how did that change Vancouver's film and TV industry?
It made us the niche for sci-fi. So after that, TV shows like Stargate started filming here. Smallville shot here. Battlestar Galactica was kind of a coup for us. Fringe and Supernatural, which is still shooting here 11 years later. And now it's kind of gotten to the point where if it's a sci-fi TV show or a supernatural show or even a superhero show, why isn't it shot in Vancouver? Pretty much all of them are shot in Vancouver. Arrow and The Flash, Once Upon a Time is shot here. It was just filming in my local park the other day. Pretty much every zombie show is shot here. So it's just given such a boost of confidence to the industry and really made it quite an attraction for Hollywood, I think, not just because it's cheap, but because we've got this niche down.
And how much credit do you give to the X-Files for birthing all that shooting?
We have to give a lot of credit to it because I think because it came about in the 90s when, you know, the golden age of television was just starting, and the X-Files was a great breeding ground for behind-the-scenes talent. People who worked on the X-Files as writers went on to create Homeland, went on to create The Breaking Bad, really spun off into all these. And they kept their love for Vancouver a little bit, so they brought some of their other shows to be shot here. So I think it hit upon so many great things, not just showing off Vancouver as a great location, and all the geeks growing up in the 90s who have shows now want to come back to Vancouver because of the X-Files. So we have to give it a lot of credit. And, you know, we'll even give David Duchovny some credit, even though he kind of pooped on our city a little bit there.
You know, we get the otherworldly sci-fi vampires Twin Peaks thing here in Washington State, too. Why do you think that is a thing in the Pacific Northwest that we share?
Well, that's the thing. David Duchovny made fun of the fact that it's like 400 inches of rain per day in Vancouver, but the rainy, moody atmosphere and the certainly the woods that are everywhere in the Northwest and in the lower mainland of BC here, that's the attraction. And the fact that you have kind of mountains in the distance, it's just a moody, spooky atmosphere. And there are so many other types of things around that you can still make use of. I mean, Vancouver's skyline can really substitute for pretty much any major city. It substitutes for New York in the TV show Suits quite well. It's kind of got everything. But I think what you're hitting on is just like the rain, which you'd think would make it harder to shoot up here, but for some reason it's an attraction.
And you guys in Vancouver have stolen work from the Seattle area, haven't you?
Well, yeah, sorry about that, but, we'll take the work where we can get it. So there's been movies like Twilight. The first one was shot in the Washington area, but the second and third ones were shot in Vancouver. Sorry about that. And then we also got 50 Shades of Grey recently, where I think the Space Needle was seen in green screen as opposed to the real thing. And The Killing, the TV show about murders in and around Seattle, it was shot entirely here. So, it's the same weather and a lot of the same looking streets, so we'll take your work where we can get it.
Okay, well, all is forgiven. Speaking of stealing work, Kim, the X-Files late in their run actually left Vancouver and they moved down to Los Angeles. What was that like when the X-Files split?
Well, it was a disappointment, but I got to say there was a bit of schadenfreude because the show itself went downhill right as soon as they left Vancouver. So we like to take a bit of responsibility for that the show was only good while it was in Vancouver. So I think that's one of the reasons that the X-Files have come back again, because they're trying to capture the nostalgia people feel for the earlier seasons, the better seasons.
You might be joking, but do you think the X-Files lost a little of that gloomy Northwest weird when it started going to Los Angeles?
They've admitted that. They said they just couldn't recapture that. I mean, all they had was arid desertscapes for their weirdness in the later seasons, and that just didn't quite cut it. They lost the moodiness that comes with mist and fog and forests. So I think they have admitted that.
That's Kim Linehan, pop culture columnist for CBC Radio. We talked to her in Vancouver, where she lives. We talked to her because The X-Files is back for a 6-episode run, Monday nights on Fox.